Hey, baby. You ready for bed yet? I've been waiting on you for a half hour already. You're still pretty wound up, huh? It's okay, I understand. I mean, you had a really long day. But, you know, you really do need the sleep. And I don't think it's healthy for you to be sitting here wallowing in anxiety. What do you think? How about I make you a deal? If you go to bed and get some well-deserved sleep right now, I'll read you a bedtime story. Don't you usually love my bedtime stories? No, this is a new one, I swear. I've been saving it for a moment just like this. Well, I got the feeling you'd be needing my help sleeping when I saw you this morning. So I took some time during my break to come up with a little fairy tale. Now come on, just take my hand and let's go to bed. I promise you there's no problem in the world so big that you should stop yourself from sleeping. That's it. Just lay down. Get into your most comfortable position. You can even hog the covers if you want, but that's a one-night-only offer. That's it. Now, you have to promise to turn your brain off for me, okay? Just focus on the story and on the sound of my voice. And keep your eyes closed. You don't have to worry about falling asleep. I can continue the story tomorrow if you want. Okay. That's it. Close your eyes for me, babe. You all ready for the story? All right. The title of this story is Brightwing. Once upon a time, in a town just like this one, lived a little girl called Brightwing. Now, Brightwing was a very responsible little girl. She always did her chores, always handed in her homework, and she always went to bed right when her parents told her to. Whenever the other children in town asked her to come play with them, Brightwing always said no. Sometimes she said she had to study for a test. Sometimes she said she had to help her mother clean the attic. Sometimes she just said she didn't have the time. So while her teachers and her parents loved her very, very much, Brightwing didn't have many friends. Whenever her mother asked her if this made her sad, Brightwing always said that she was perfectly happy living this way, but deep down, that little girl sometimes felt very lonely. Nevertheless, she kept on living her life just as before, doing her homework, doing her chores, and going to bed early. And then, one day, everything changed. Brightwing was walking home from school after a busy day and was deep in her thoughts, already preparing herself for the next exam that was still a month away. Suddenly, as she walked by a tree, something caught Brightwing's attention. It was a small chirping sound, kind of like the sound of a baby bird, and sure enough, on the ground, next to the tall oak tree, she saw a very tiny bird. It didn't look to be more than a week old and was crying out for his mother. Immediately, Brightwing knew that this little bird would die if she didn't bring it back to his nest, and for the first time in her life, she decided to go against the rules. She knew her mother wouldn't want her to climb a tree because it was dangerous. She knew that helping the baby bird might make her late and grant her a scolding, but in that moment, she didn't care. With fire in her eyes, Brightwing picked up that baby bird and started climbing that tall oak tree without fear. She jumped from branch to branch, keeping the baby bird safely in her arm as she seemed to fly up to the top of the tree. After much effort and much more climbing, she finally reached the little bird's nest, where she saw all its brothers and sisters crying out. Brightwing felt prouder than ever as she delicately placed the bird back into its nest and saw it happily reunited with his family. She didn't care that she was late or that she had done something dangerous. She had saved this adorable bird's life and felt more than satisfied. Already excited to tell the story of this brave adventure to her mother, Brightwing turned back, ready to climb down the tree and get back on her way home. But before she could, something stopped her. It was a quiet, almost inaudible sound, something like a chirp, or more like a voice. She listened in and tried to find its origin when she heard it again.
"Yes, I'm talking to you."
Brightwing almost jumped and fell down the tree when she heard it. Had that little bird just spoken to her? When she turned to look at him, she saw that, indeed, the little bird she had saved was looking directly at her, and it almost seemed to be smiling.
"You saved my life," exclaimed the little bird. "You can't leave here before I give you your reward, can you? It would be much too rude of me."
Brightwing tried to pinch herself, but she wasn't dreaming. This bird really was talking to her.
"You don't have to give me a reward, little bird," she answered. "I just couldn't leave you on the ground, could I?"
The little bird inched closer to her, turning his head sideways.
"You humans sure are strange sometimes. My mama always taught me that you have to say thank you whenever somebody does something nice, and there's nothing nicer than saving someone's life."
Well, all right, replied Brightwing. If you insist, I guess I can accept your reward, but I have to go back home to my mommy soon, so I can't take too long.
Don't worry, this will only take a second.
And with those words, the little bird flew up to the top of the tree, far enough so that Brightwing couldn't see him, and came back only seconds later with a bright red berry in his mouth. He delicately dropped it into Brightwing's hand and smiled to her.
Here, just eat this berry and you'll get your reward.
Thankful, but still wary of this talking animal, Brightwing smiled back. You're very kind, little bird, but are you sure this berry is safe to eat?
Sure as sure can be, my friend. Now come on, eat it. I'll make it easier for you to go back home in time.
Now Brightwing was too curious to refuse and popped the berry in her mouth. Immediately, she felt delicious juices flowing against her tongue and savored the delicious berry with a great hunger. This was the best thing she had ever eaten in her life. But before she could thank the little bird for this sweet treat, he flew up into the air and looked at her.
Come on, now that you've eaten the berry, just follow me.
But little bird, she protested, I can't keep up with you in the air. The bird let out a cute, chirpy laugh and flew even higher.
Sure you can, my friend, just try it.
But that's dangerous, she replied. Humans can't fly. Look. To show the little bird what she meant, Brightwing started flapping her arms like wings. But instead of staying in place like she thought she would, she started flying up into the air. Letting out a scream of panic as she looked towards the ground, Brightwing couldn't believe her eyes. That berry really had given her the ability to fly. Laughing cheerily, the little bird started flying around her.
Don't worry, my friend. You'll get used to it quicker than you think. Now come on, follow me.
And the little bird flew away at the speed of light. Still dazed and quite a bit astonished, Brightwing decided to follow him, flapping her arms as she soared through the afternoon sky faster than she had ever thought before. Quickly, her fear started to disappear. This was fun. Yahoo! She screamed as she flew through the air like an airplane, passing over neighborhoods, even going through clouds, even though she swiftly came down out of fear of colliding with flocks of seagulls rushing in from the beach. As quickly as it had taken her to climb that tall oak tree, Brightwing reached her house, where the little bird was waiting for her. With a big smile on her face, she landed right in front of her door.
Little bird, that was amazing! I can't believe I can fly!
The little bird laughed and flew around her head.
And just think, he said, with this power, maybe you'll be able to save even more lives.
And with that, the little bird flew away, back to its nest in the tall oak tree. Brightwing barely slept that night. She was too busy thinking about what the little bird had said and about the adventure she had just lived. What if she really was able to save more lives? All night she tossed and turned, looking out of her window at that dark blue sky, wondering what it would be like to become a real superhero. And on the next day, everything was already different. On her walk to school, she wasn't thinking about her grades or her tests, not even for a second. She was walking along, eyes darting from left to right, looking for people she could help with her new powers. On a tree, she saw a cat crying out for its master, so with a flap of her arm, she flew up and brought it back down to the ground. In a kindergarten schoolyard, she saw a child who had lost his balloon on the roof of a house, so she flew up with grace and brought the child back his toy. In a backyard, she saw a woman running after some laundry the wind had picked up, and with the speed of lightning, Brightwing caught all the laundry and brought them back to the grateful woman. And when she finally arrived at school, Brightwing was already tired, but happier than she had ever been. Word had spread quickly about the girl with the mysterious powers, and it only took until lunchtime for everyone in school to be talking about it. Classmates, teachers, everyone wanted to know how she did it, and, of course, everyone wanted to be her friend. But Brightwing didn't stop there. From that point on, she stopped every fight in the schoolyard, and every bully was scared of her. If she was able to fly, who knew what kinds of other powers she possessed? Quickly, she became known as a peacekeeper throughout her entire school. Kids from all around came to her with their problems, and Brightwing took them all on with a smile. Delivering love letters, getting back stolen items, even finding lost homework, Brightwing saved her classmates day after day. Of course, her mother started to worry. How could Brightwing find the time to study and do her chores when she had all the new tasks to perform? But Brightwing always told her the same thing. I'm the girl that can fly. There's nothing I can't do. So she continued saving cats from trees and saving lost balloons and saving windblown laundry, all to the delight of everyone around town. And of course, when the day of the next big exam came, Brightwing's mother told her that it was important for her to come back to her studies if she wanted to keep up her grades. But Brightwing just told her the same thing. She would fly around the town all night looking for people to save, and only afterwards could she study for her test. And to her mother's surprise, Brightwing started hitting her books the second she came home. Even after having spent the entire night flying, Brightwing still had the energy to study as hard as she could and remembered every single equation she had to memorize. Brightwing felt proud as she fell asleep that night, knowing she really was able to do anything she wanted.
The next day, while walking to school, Brightwing was reciting all the equations with confidence, only stopping her incessant studying to yawn every once in a while. She would ace this test for sure. Oh, how proud her mother would be, how impressed her classmates would be. Suddenly, her thoughts were interrupted by the sound of a scream. Someone had just stolen a child's lunch money. With the same fire in her eyes as before, Brightwing flew over to the bullies and forced them to give back the money they had stolen, and the rowdy boys ran away. Sadly, before she could even say goodbye to the boy she had saved, Brightwing heard the distressed cry of a cat stuck in a tree, and, with the same lightning speed as before, she darted towards the poor feline and helped it down the tree, but before she could even meow back at the kitty, she heard another person calling for her help. When Brightwing finally reached her school, she had already saved 40 people, but she was also 40 minutes late. The little girl rushed to her classroom and was promptly scolded by her teacher. She had never been late before, especially not for such an important exam. Ashamed, Brightwing sat down at her desk and took a look at her test. Seeing it brightened up her mood, she knew all the answers by heart already. With a faint smile, she started answering every question expertly. See, this was a piece of cake. And just like that, Brightwing fell asleep, face down on her desk, drifting into a peaceful dream where she flew across a mountain. Sadly, when she woke up, Brightwing saw her teacher standing in front of her, holding a test that had a big, fat zero written on it. Brightwing had failed the most important test of the year, the one she had studied so hard for. As she walked home after school, Brightwing couldn't stop herself from crying. She had promised her mother she could do anything, and yet here she was, the student that had never failed an exam, coming home with a zero. She would get such a scolding from her mother. And yet, that wasn't all. She still had people all around town to save. Even then, she could hear their cries, people from all over town asking for her help. Now, with tears streaming down her face, Brightwing sat down next to a tall oak tree and started crying even more. What was she going to do? How was she going to keep on saving the world if she couldn't even pass one lousy exam? How was she going to keep working this hard when she felt so tired? And suddenly, Brightwing heard a chirpy little voice next to her. What's wrong, little girl? Aren't you happy with your gift? Brightwing turned to that little bird, who was looking at her with his head turned sideways. Already he looked a little older than before, and his feathers were starting to shine in all sorts of colors. Yes, I do, replied Brightwing through her tears, but I'm not able to use it correctly. All this time I've been trying to be a superhero and to save everyone, but I can't do anything right. Seeing her crying so hard, the little bird sat down on her shoulder and gave her cheek a little kiss. Well, said the little bird, why don't you try to save yourself today instead? What do you mean? Replied Brightwing, confused. All this time you've been so focused on saving everyone and on making everyone else happy, but you haven't saved yourself at all. Why don't you use some of your powers to save yourself if you need help? But how could I do that? The little bird winked at Brightwing and flew up. Here, let's have an adventure. Follow me. And Brightwing did as she was told, flying up into the sky with that little bird. The breeze felt nice against her burning red cheeks, and seeing those clouds overhead gave her the same feeling she had when she first earned the ability to fly. Soon enough, the little bird and her reached a mountaintop, where they flew for what it seemed like hours, circling the icy peaks and discovering new places no man had ever seen before. They flew over the beach and saw children and adults alike frolicking in the waters, waved high to the seagulls, and even saw a whale breaching over the ocean. They flew over the forest and saw butterflies hatching from their cocoons and bears eating honey from hives, preparing for winter hibernation. They even saw a wild horse running across the hills. They flew over the city, seeing couples walking hand in hand, watching waiters spilling coffee over their customers, looking at dogs running around the parks, laughing at the funny jokes written on billboards, smelling the sweet scent coming from local bakeries, dancing to the music playing outside of concert halls. And finally, they flew back to that tall oak tree, and when she landed, Brightwing was smiling harder than she had ever smiled before. The little bird gave her another kiss on her cheeks. You see, he said, if ever you want to save anyone, you have to learn to save yourself too. You can't always win, and sometimes you'll have too many things to do and too many things to be sad about at the same time. But if ever you feel that way again, just come sit down next to my tall oak tree and we can fly as far as we want. And with a chirp, the little bird returned to his nest. Brightwing felt happy, finally understanding why it was so important for her to take care of herself. The end. You're beautiful when you're sleeping, you know that? Good night, angel. Take care of yourself.